It's time now for the Prescott Palette with your host, Barry Barb. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
The Prescott Palette Scholarship, provided by Elgato Azul and Gato Community Gives, is available to full and part-time students pursuing an education in culinary, visual, performing arts, and education. Scholarships up to $5,000 will be awarded for the second year. Applications can be found online at elgatoazulprescott.com/scholarships. The application deadline has been extended to April 30th. Only applications mailed to the address indicated will be accepted. For more information, the Prescott Palette Scholarship at elgatoazulprescott.com/scholarships.
All you need to move ahead is a college that works with you. Yavapai College has degree and certificate programs that can fast-track you for the job you want, with schedule options that work with your busy life. The step you take now can secure your future. Take it. Sometimes a classroom or a learning lab is the best way out of the box. YC has classes and certificates in the most sought-after trades. Visit Yavapai College online at yc.edu/admission to register today.
Here's a shout-out to my good friend Rukini and her crew of Allen's Flowers and More, where they've been creating beauty and delivering happiness since 1914. Located at 1095 East Gurley Street in Prescott, Allen's is your one-stop shop for all your floral and gift needs for any occasion. Weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, or to send a pick-you-up bouquet. Allen's features a wide selection of unique gifts, cards, truffles, as well as convenience of a drive-through pickup window and flower happy hour. Allen's Flowers and More, 1095 East Gurley, 445-5131, or on the web at allensflowers.com. Welcome to the Prescott Palette, where we're going behind Prescott's culinary, visual, and performing arts scenes, and everything in between. My guest today is my Joan Rivers, the lovely Candace Devine.
It's such an honor.
How are you?
I am doing so well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I love having you here.
I love being
again.
Here. Again. You have so much fun. I know. I deserve an award at this point.
And you look lovely, by the way.
Thank you.
You've showered, you said.
That's what I told you, yes.
I'm so pleased with that.
I showered today, and it was like a 10-minuter, and that just turns everything around.
We appreciate that.
It's a whole new beginning.
Well, you should try it more often.
No, you're not wrong.
We all should. Yeah.
You're not wrong. It's a moment of like zen, and then you come out and you're a clean person and you smell nice. It's really a good thing. It's a winning proposition for sure.
Okay, so I know we're going to talk about Pure Imagination Festival and all that good old stuff coming up on May 17th and 18th, correct?
Yes.
Okay. But I want to talk about a couple other things because prior to you sitting in that chair a few moments ago, Brad Fain was sitting there.
Great guy.
And that show will air at a different time, obviously.
Okay.
But one thing that's interesting we had a conversation about, and I've had a lot of thought about this lately, is leadership.
Yes.
Okay. And you being the person that you are and the amount of things you have your hand or toes in or whatever, the things you're involved in, the things that you're creating, I have a question for you distinctly or about leadership.
Okay.
About you personally, about how you develop your style, how you motivate people, or if you're able to say that.
Yeah.
Or, because sometimes it's like who we surround ourselves, but you don't surround yourselves with people by luck.
Right.
There's a process. So how do you, when you look at a project, something like Pure Imagination Festival, mm-hmm. okay, where does your process start in building that team or that leadership style?
I'm sure there are plenty of smarter people who have said this far more eloquently than I will. But I think you have to be a good leader, you have to surround yourself with brilliant other people who also are capable of being leaders and that also respect that you're the one at the helm of the ship, but also understand that you respect that they are the masters of their lane too. I think, I like to consider myself in the visionary lane, meaning I'm a person with great vision. I can see the long haul down the road. I definitely see the broad strokes. I know where I'm going. I have a plan. Where I need assistance is in the detail, minutia-oriented people.
And we're exactly, that's where you and I are very similar.
Yeah. And so I believe I'm just, and you are too, smart enough to surround myself with the people who are very good in that, you know, the skill set that they have complements the skill set that I have. And by doing that, although I may be quote unquote the leader or the person propelling the whole thing forward on the general large scale, it doesn't work without the wheels turning on the inside with people who are equally capable and equally smart and equally brilliant, you know, pushing all the things. So I think as far as my leading style or how I find people to support, you know, obviously there's got to be a personality compatibility,
right?
Right? Like you can't work with somebody you don't like. I mean, you can, but
I've
it doesn't
done
go
that
well.
Fun. Yeah, yeah.
You know, it
yeah.
doesn't go that well. So obviously there's got to be a chemistry in personalities to start. And then a general interest of recognizing the talents that we all bring to the table and appreciating them. And I think if you're willing to do that, then there's a mutual respect ring happening. Everybody's, you know, supporting each other in a cyclical way, and then the thing grows.
So do you have a point in your life where that, you know, became obvious to you? Or, I mean, or something that influenced you or a mentor that you can say, I worked with this person? Because that's my, that was my conversation earlier, is working with people that really influence you, like, unexpectedly. And you walk away going, oh my, maybe it could be like years ago, oh my gosh, I carried this all these years, but I didn't really realize where it came from. Do you have a situation like that? That
I think it's the opposite for me in the sense that naturally I love a team environment.
Okay.
I mean, as a musician, I love a band, having a band, multiple instruments, working with people, audience people, you know, merchandise people, whatever. I think my intuition leads toward group, you know, work.
Collaboration. Gotcha.
That being said, where I feel I have grown, and the hardest part about being a leader, which is my least intuitive, but the part you're forced to learn, is making the tough decisions and also taking it on the chin. At the end of the day, no matter who in your team may have dropped the ball, it ends with you.
Right.
You know what I mean? So learning that lesson of there, throughout building a business and throughout being involved in multiple projects, there are times when hard decisions have to be made and it doesn't always feel good, but you know it's the right decision. And so that's been the hardest part about learning leadership from my side. But the collaborative element, I'm drawn very naturally to brilliant people. I love brilliant people in their lanes. I do. I love and respect people. When you see somebody giving their all to an element in their life,
right,
it's inspiring. You know, I mean, whether it's professional athletes, whether it's chefs, whether it's musicians, whether it's writers. So I'm drawn to those people. So when I'm looking for help or support, I look for that same brilliance in whatever the lane that I need filled is.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And then it's fun because you're like, hey, like, for example, you know, my team, I have brilliant women around me and they all have these little microcosms of their genius, of what they have interest in and what they do really well. And instead of asking, you know, a peacock to be a penguin, I'm like, you're a peacock. Spread those feathers, girl, and flap them out. You know what I mean? Like, and the penguin, please, just waddle your little heart out and swim into the ice-cold waters. Like, I really try to let people be where they thrive in their greatness, and then that ultimately supports me better.
That's a great anecdote. I really enjoyed that. And that's really good. And it fits you so well. Well, that's really funny because I know your team, some of them, and having worked with you for a few years now, one of the things I will say is that there is, when you go into the corporate world, you know, like, it's kind of like everyone looks the same, everyone acts the same, everyone's carrying the same briefcase, everyone's wearing the same tie, everyone's wearing this.
That's not my group of
people.
But
you can look at your group of people and know that there's a personality, there's a passion, and they're allowed to express themselves individually
for
the benefit of the totality.
Yeah, the symbiotic nature of it all coming together cohesively.
So talking about symbiotic cohesiveness events, things going on, a couple things. All right, before we talk about pure imagination, I'm going to talk about all the things you're involved in.
Sure. It's not that many right now, but maybe it is. I don't know.
What else?
Ponderosa Grove is your band. And
correct.
We are getting ready. We're playing Pure Imagination, but we have a bunch of dates coming through the end of the year.
And when's your album coming out?
We are dropping a single on the day of May 17th, which is the festival, and then we will be dropping the record about a month later.
Nice.
So that's very exciting. So I'm doing all that right now. Obviously, Further West is my production company. We house the Pure Imagination Festival, which is our biggest event of the year. And then we also do the Prescott Night Markets, which are quarterly, and that is bringing artisan vendors in from all over Arizona and putting up, like, traditional walking markets on their feet for the public to enjoy. It's a nice free event. And in the past, we have also produced the Forbidden Garden Experience, which was a variety show of all wonderful kinds. And that is on pause for a little bit here. And we're drumming up we have a couple new events brewing right now as we speak. One of which involves you that we have to circle back on, which was.
Oh, yeah.
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 Okay, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, so I have about two more events brewing right now that will be debuted in the next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love the fact that it's now referred to as a variety show.
Well, it is. It was a variety show. It had Ariel. It had live music. It had musicians. It also had a little bit Art of the Tease, you know, some dancing and all kinds of things. But people got, not people.
I appreciate
the audience absolutely loved
it. Loved it, yes. And those not involved with their own agendas.
Yeah,
I
didn't.
I probably shouldn't have said that, but anyways.
That's okay.
I'm not saying any names.
We don't say anything.
All right, so so now we're talking about leadership and things like that. And I get asked this question every once in a while.
Okay.
And you know, I'm assuming your response is going to be exactly the same.
Really quickly, one of these days, I think I should come in and be your guest, and we flip it. And I'm the you, and you're the Joan Rivers, and then I ask you all the questions.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll wear a dress.
Okay, perfect. Button-up polo.
There you go. I know, because... It's pretty simple. I know what I'm wearing every day. I know what I'm wearing. It's done. It's either dry cleaner
or
iron.
I live for the uniform vibe. I'm here for it because it makes life so easy.
But I get to wear better shoes.
Yeah, I wear muumuus. I look street walking, chic, homeless person.
It's still my show.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get back to this, okay? For today, it's still my show.
Sorry.
So I get asked this question once in a while.
Okay.
And I think this is the funniest thing. And I think you're going to relate to this the same way. When someone goes, did you ever think you'd own a restaurant? I thought I owned a restaurant since I was like X year old.
Yeah.
Did you ever think? I thought that was my goal. You know, I have friends like I talked to Skylar. I'm going, do you ever think I'm one, two? Oh yeah, I'm at 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You know, that's it. When you started Pure Imagination Festival, and I know this is a silly question now because I just gave the answer almost. But one, I'm going to assume that you saw the trajectory of this program going years and years and years and growing and growing and growing.
Yes.
So that I think is an assumption. That is assumed that that's what you're thinking.
Yeah, you don't take
that's
on something like this if you don't have a long view of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so knowing now that you're into your third season of this program and you've got more planned in the future, how accomplished do you feel, or how does that affect you? How
Now is a really funny time to ask me that, because now is about the time every year when I go, what was I thinking? Yeah. Why? It's so great, but why? To your point, you don't take on an event like this if you don't see a long view, vision for it.
Right.
So that was apparent from the year, from the get, from I had, DJ left me, my husband, when we moved here, and we've been here about 10, 11 years now, but after we had had my
son. You've
been
here that long?
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. We're practically native. Not really.
You'll never be.
Nah, I know.
Trust me.
I like to think it's
not going
to
happen.
It's home to me. So.
It's home to you. That's all that matters.
But I'm not a native. But all that to be said, even when we got here, I was like, this place needs something like this, a music festival. So the vision had been there long before it ever came to fruition.
Right.
That being said, every year presents new challenges, new learning curves, because with the production of the event, you're always trying to create something extra special and new. And I can only equate it to a seasonal menu, or, you know, you're not going to want to cook the same thing year over year over year over year over year. And every year we have new artists, obviously, which also presents new challenges because every artist comes with their own bag of requests.
Right.
So, you know, in that regard, right now is the season of which I go, I know we'll get through. I know it'll be successful. I know it'll be the best weekend ever, and it's going to be absolutely amazing, and I can't wait to be on that field. But right now, that month and a half before, I'm just like, give me air.
Okay, so for those who have been listening to the show for 20 minutes and have absolutely no idea what we're talking about, please explain to those that may not know what the Pure Imagination Festival is.
Yes, if you are just tuning in, on May 17th and 18th, 2024, that's in a month and a half from now. Or whenever this airs.
It's very soon.
Yeah.
It's about a month from when this airs, yeah.
Yeah. At Watson Lake Park in Prescott, Arizona, we have the Pure Imagination Music Festival, which is an incredible experience of community is really what it is. Guided by incredible acts on stages in a beautiful setting of natural wonder and bliss. We are a music festival that is family friendly. It's independently owned. It's a small female business. We are not corporately designed and structured like most music festivals. It is a passion of my heart and a vision of my mind, and it is something that is designed specifically to remind people how to be together, to enjoy one another, to find commonality, and to kind of leave the troubles at the door for a short minute. And so that was where the impetus and the heartbeat of the festival came about, was a desire to help people reconnect in such a digital age where we isolate constantly. And although people still very much love live music, now it's all streaming and it's all digital. In the era of buying a tape or a CD or a record or anything, I wasn't alive in 8 tracks, but you know what I mean. Something that was tangible, that gave you an experience. Those days have left us second by second by second by second. And so this is kind of that reminder of how to be in a space at a wonderful time in beautiful weather and be with your community.
And listening to some great music.
And listening to great music. And discovering new music. You know, we are an eclectic music festival, so we pride ourselves on putting a little bit of something for everybody. We have everything from rock to reggae to country to hip-hop. And we curate the lineup specifically ourselves within my team. And it's bands we either know and love or bands we've discovered. And we do a lot of research all year on who's doing what and where they're going and how they're coming up.
So I have to admit, I think though, so this year the event is 2 days.
Yes, this is our first time doing 2 days.
Okay, congratulations, by the way.
It's very exciting.
So, but I think I almost feel that this lineup this year is as eclectic, but also more sophisticated.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
Okay, I'm glad you agree, because I didn't want to offend you.
No, I feel like...
I really think you've got a really solid... You've always had good groups. I'm not like... There's nothing wrong with what you've done.
I'm not saying...
But I can see the evolution, just like in your songwriting.
Yeah.
Or whatever
right.
else you do.
Yeah.
I can see the evolution of the event, and having been kind of like on the sidelines, so to speak, involved in it, and seeing this kind of... the way that you won your organization, but I think you're presenting a really good program, as you always have.
Yeah.
So who do you have on... Friday night is...
So Friday is really exciting. They're both very, very exciting. But Friday is really... It's what we decided to do is create Friday as a kickoff concert to really allow a concert in the park kind of energy. People can bring their chairs, their blankets. You can do that on Saturday, too. But it's on one stage, 4 acts. And the gates open at 3 and music starts at 4 and we run till, you know, about 9:30. And we have, Slim Gamble, who is the lead guitarist of Lady Antebellum, but he also is charting jazz artist. He's on Billboard. I think he was number 1. He might be number 2 right now, but he's a Billboard jazz artist as well in his own project. So he's coming to open the afternoon with a set at 4 o'clock. My band, Ponderosa Grove, goes on right after him, which we are a harmony rock band, you know, a la Fleetwood Mac-ish style. And then we have Ozo Motley, which is this incredible Latin fusion. They are all hip-hop, energy, samba, salsa, but also, you know, just amazing. They're just amazing. They're so much fun. And then we end the night with Michael Franti and Spearhead, which is kind of a reggae, crossover, feel good, just a great performer, great songs. He's a yogi. He comes out into the audience. He loves to interact with the people and be in the field. And he's just a really, really solid dude and great music. So that's our Friday night. It's, you know, come early, enjoy the happy hour, sit under the stars, bring your kids, bring everybody, and just enjoy the beautiful scenery of the park and these incredible acts. Saturday is 11 to 11. It's an all-day experience. And this is where the full festival and all its regalia kicks off.
Okay.
So we have our wellness area with free yoga sessions. We have free kayaking. You have to sign up, so go to the website. it's being provided and sponsored by Experience Prescott, but hosted by Prescott Outdoors. They're doing all the outfitting. So you can go out on the lake. We have art activations and interactive performers and performance art. And then we have about 13 or 14 acts on 2 stages alternating all day. And we have 17 or 18 food trucks. We have the Prescott Night Market with, I think, we're up to like 60 artisan vendors, something like that. So it's a whole day of wonder and experience.
So 2 things.
Yeah.
Don't bring your own food.
No, don't do that.
Don't bring your own drinks.
Don't do that. You cannot.
You
can't do that.
And if you're going to park on site, you have to reserve it ahead of time.
You have to pre-purchase your parking.
PureImaginationFestival.com?
Yes.
Okay.
And also, I'm going to do a fun plug. If you get the VIP platinum tickets for Friday, you get all day catering by El Gato Azul and Chef Barry Barb.
Yes, all day catering.
Is incredible.
Yeah, I'm not cooking all the food. There are other people that cook that food. Don't worry about that. That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people.
So who else do you have? I know we mentioned the Friday night lineup. Who do you have on Saturday night?
Our headliner is the Flaming Lips, which a lot of people are very familiar with and a lot of people aren't. They're this incredible indie rock band, but what they're known for is their live shows. They put on this really incredible interactive performance, showmanship, big light show, all the things. It's really worth seeing whether you know who they are or not. We also have Sylvanesso, which is another really big kind of indie rock, slightly electronic band. And then we have Tanya Tucker, who's our country legend, who we love. Cannot wait to see her.
How is she to work with? Have you talked with her? You only work with her people, right? You have not.
Yeah,
really,
I don't get to meet any of the artists till the day of.
Till the day of. Okay.
And so
I'm sure she's gonna answer the phone. Like, hi, Cam.
Tanya. She doesn't.
That's kind of a dumb question, Barry. Now I think about.
But she, you can get a sense of artists based on their teams and the things that they surround themselves with. Her team's been great, so I have no complaints there. And then we have the Far Side, which is this legendary hip hop band from the like early '90s. They were kind of the part of the backbone of that kind of eclectic, jazzy, hip-hop, very smooth and very danceable and singable, and they are incredible. And then we have a bunch of independent up-and-coming artists who some people know very well. We have Brian Chartrand out of Phoenix. We have Danielle Ponder, who's this incredible woman who was a litigator, lawyer, dropped it all to become a singer, and she's killing it. We have Duran Jones, who is a soul R&B singer who's just incredible. We have the Galactagogues, who you interviewed, Meg Borman, who's our local. They're incredible.
We have a new CD.
How did you describe them? Gypsy?
No, sophisticated bohemian gypsy folk telling jazz. Something like that.
But yeah. They're that.
They're like everything in
a bag of chips, and they're so wonderful.
Yeah.
And then we have DJ Big Nifty out of Flagstaff, who will do little sets in between the acts while the stages are turning over. So there's consistent music happening all day. Other important things, we have a kids area. Kids 10 and under are free, which is huge. There's not a festival on earth that does that, and we welcome our young ones to come and experience the music and culture if parents find it appropriate. And then we have the free kayaking, and we have all the good stuff.
Yeah. How's Buddy?
He's wonderful. He's the coolest 8-year-old. He's so cool.
He's so lucky.
Yeah.
You little kid.
He's planning his festival outfit. He said dad has to match with him on Saturday. They're going full Hawaiian outfits. Because why not?
Why not?
And Friday, he's working on his vibe, he told me.
He hasn't figured out his Friday vibe yet?
He hasn't figured out his Friday vibe, but he knows his Saturday vibe.
So during the event, do you get any time like during the 12 hours on Saturday to just kind of walk the field and spend time with Bodie and
I don't.
DJ,
yes
or?
And no. I don't spend any time with my family. All of them come, and I literally walk by, kiss them on the cheek, and it's like deuces.
Yeah.
But I do carve out a point, and it's usually somewhere right in the middle of the day and at the very end of the day. I always make an effort to carve out a point to do a full lap around and just soak in the response and watch the crowd and watch the audience and really kind of try to perceive it from an audience perspective. And I usually do a walkabout, which is also fun because, you know, I get to see a lot of our community members.
Right.
And people wave and say hi. But I do a walkabout somewhere in the middle of the day after I've hopefully put out every fire that ever reared its ugly head.
Yeah.
And then usually by the middle end of the headlining set, I go up top and I pull up a chair right on the edge of the mountain and I look over the whole festival and I listen to the last like 15 minutes of the set just by myself, or DJ will come up.
And how satisfying is that?
It's always the biggest exhale and the biggest reward, and it's like everything's starting to be packed up.
Do you cry?
It depends. When Ziggy Marley sang, I think he did One Love or something last year.
Yeah.
And I got a little emotional. I didn't full out cry, but I definitely was like, oh my gosh, I am sitting listening to a traditional Bob Marley song, watching thousands of people hug it out. And
I cry at like Kleenex commercials.
Yeah.
I mean, I cry at everything. I'm the worst.
But it's moving. You know, when you get to see people really having an experience, it's moving and it's beautiful.
Well, you know, I think, you know, one of the things, you know, that I tried to really make a focus on lately, and almost unintentionally, is really community and getting back to our base and my base, and, you know, kind of grounding myself again in my company and finding our place again in our community. I think what you're doing is, what I'm seeing is that, you know, Prescott and the surrounding area is evolving much faster than a lot of us realize.
Yeah.
And not in a bad way.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's a lot of negative that we can focus on if we want it. That's where we want to put our energy. Fine. Go ahead. Do it.
Right.
I don't have time for it. I can't.
Well, and nothing stays the same forever. I mean, I wish that were true for the sake of those people who are just genuinely upset about growth or shifting or changing. But the reality is, you know, our bodies don't stay the same forever. Our minds don't stay the same forever. Our thoughts evolve.
And we're not going to be here forever.
And we're not going to be here forever. And so we should be ahead of that ball and making it, reinstilling in the growth to the people that we are a community. And if you are moving here, join the community, be a part of the community, contribute to the community, and share our values of, you know, everybody's hometown and neighborliness and golden rule and all of these things.
Well, I think what you're doing exhibits that on so many levels, that what you're offering the community to participate in, not only the Pure Imagination Festival, but the other things, going and listen to live music, go downtown.
Yeah.
You know, just walk around the park.
Yeah.
You know, do something
be
fun.
Present.
Be present.
Yeah.
You know, so one of the things I know you haven't announced yet, we're hoping we're going to be on the show next week, is the secret winners.
We haven't announced them yet.
It's the surprise band. It's the final slot.
Yes. We did a competition for the final slot on the Saturday Pure Imagination lineup, and we opened it up to bands all over the place to submit. And we got tons and tons of entries, and we narrowed it down to the top 10. And you can view them on Instagram or Facebook and put in your votes. We will announce the winner who takes the stage, the last spot on the Saturday lineup. We will be announcing the winner on Wednesday the 17th. And then they are going to interview with you.
I hope. That's what I hope. Yeah. That'd be lovely. So we don't know. It's not only local guys. These are bands.
No, they come from all over. We have people from out of state. We have people from Tucson and from Phoenix. And we have from Flag. And we have people from California.
Are they all good or does someone kind of suck?
No, the top 10 are all great. I mean, there's always, whenever you have an open competition, you're always going to get people where you go like, I appreciate that you entered and that's great. Keep working at your craft.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like keep working. But no, our top 10 are all fantastic. We have a couple local ones from Prescott, so.
You know, real quick story before we go. And this has nothing to do with anything we're talking about.
Okay, great.
We said keep working at your craft.
Yeah.
So I'm addicted to the late night YouTube videos of the old American Idol and And there's this one where the guy's singing, and there's, you know, the three judges and Simon Hood, and they pass. Well, the one, not all, but one judge passes on Harry Styles.
Oh.
I'm going, boy, I wonder if you feel. Like, what are you
yeah.
Like, so,
well, I mean, that just proves you. It's all subjective,
right? It's all subjective.
One person's trash is another person's treasure, so.
Oh, what a lovely way to end it.
I mean, there you have it. That says it all, doesn't it?
It is. Well, thanks for joining me. The event is Pure Imagination Festival, May 17th and 18th at the Watson Lake.
Yep.
You go to pureimaginationfestival.com to get your tickets.
Yep.
You can buy a one-day pass, a two-day pass. You can arrange for camping's all done, right?
Camping's sold out.
Camping's done. Is on-site parking done?
It's not sold out yet, but it probably will get there. So get your parking passes now if you want to park on-site. Otherwise, we have free shuttles.
And there's also VIP tickets available, which will give you free food all day long.
Yep.
And then if not that, there's food trucks, beer, all that good stuff.
All the things.
And cocktails. Are there cocktail guys?
They're at the bars, yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, we got all the things.
All right. My guest today has been Candace Devine with Ponderosa Grove and Pure Imagination Festival. My name is Barry. Be sure to check out my column every Thursday in the Across the Street section of the Daily Courier to see who I'm talking with next. We'll see you next time on The Prescott Palette.
All you need to move ahead is a college that works with you. Yavapai College has degree and certificate programs that can fast-track you for the job you want with schedule options that work with your busy life. The step you take now can secure your future. Take it. Sometimes a classroom or a learning lab is the best way out of the box. YC has classes and certificates in the most sought-after trades. Visit Yavapai College online at yc.edu/admission to register today.
For your next special occasion or to make any occasion special, Torme, Prescott's newest Italian bistro is a place to meet. Open weekdays for lunch and Monday through Saturday for dinner, Torme offers a selection of creative pasta dishes, fresh seafood, sandwiches and salads with all sauces and pasta made fresh daily. Torme, not your mom's Italian, but you'll love it even more. Torme, for any occasion, 802 Valley Street in beautiful Prescott, 778-7123.
Let Rafter 11 cater your next special event with a selection of our prepared scones, sandwiches, salads, and bruschetta boards. Rafter 11 Wine Cafe is your one-stop shop for any event. Conveniently located at Center Court in the Prescott Valley Entertainment District. Plan an event on our spacious outdoor patio, in our relaxing dining room, or order ahead for pickup. Rafter 11 Wine Cafe, Coffee Shop, and now your party place. 928-227-2050.
You've been listening to the Prescott Palette on KQNA 1130 AM every Saturday at 12 noon. If you know someone who's doing great things, have a special event, or just got a great story, drop me a line at presspalette@gmail.com. That's P-R-E-S, palette@gmail.com, and we'll get them on the air. In the meantime, see who I'm talking to every Thursday in the Across the Street section of the Daily Courier and on Facebook at Prescott Palette.